You're listening to SBS News.
After being quarantined for 6 days amid fears of coronavirus, some 3,600 passengers and crew members stuck on a cruise ship docked in Hong Kong have been freed. The World Dream cruise ship was put into quarantine last week after it emerged that three passengers had contracted the virus on a previous voyage. It was feared staff on board that cruise could have been infected and pass it on to the new passengers. But Hong Kong's Chief Port Health Officer Leng Yi Hong says after all crew members tested negative, all on board were allowed to disembark.
All cruise ship crew members, more than 1,800, have tested negative for coronavirus. We, the health department and the World's Dream Cruises quarantine actions are now complete, so all passengers and crew members can disembark.
Meanwhile, a second cruise ship where dozens of cases of coronavirus have been confirmed remains in quarantine off Japan. For the past week, around 3,700 people have been confined on the vessel, which is host to the highest concentration of the virus outside China. So far, the outbreak has killed more than 870 people and infected almost 35,000 worldwide, the vast majority in China. In Hubei province, the centre of the outbreak, scientists are scrambling to develop a vaccine to stop the spread of the virus. Professor Chen Wanchan from Huazhong Agricultural University says sound progress has been made in the antiviral research.
The research focuses on the screening of the antiviral drugs, three potential drugs that can inhibit the replication of the virus at a cellular level have been selected in the initial diagnosis for treating the coronavirus.
It comes as the Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, commended China's efforts in the battle against the virus.
It is clear that there is a massive effort that is making by China in order to contain the disease and to avoid its propagation, and I think that effort is remarkable. Obviously, we need to have very close cooperation between all states in order to make the global economy move, because if not, the conditions will be tragic.
His comments follow sharp criticism of Beijing following the death of a doctor to coronavirus. Dr. Li Wangliang was among the first to sound the alarm about the outbreak, only to be silenced by the police. In China, many medical professionals have been risking their lives to treat infected patients. A doctor in Wuhan City is the latest to share his battle with the disease, taking to social media after he was cured and discharged from hospital. Zhang Changsheng says he was initially in denial about having the disease.
When I was infected by the disease, I wasn't aware of it, but just thought I'd caught a cold. I thought that I'd shown the symptoms of a common cold, but later on, when I got a fever, I started to doubt I might have been infected by the coronavirus. Then I collected my throat swab and tested for the virus, which shows positive.
But the doctor says he remains optimistic and is vowing to return to the front line after he completes 2 weeks of home isolation. As the virus continues to spread, evacuations in China are continuing. A second flight carrying Australians stranded in Wuhan landed at an RAAF base in Darwin over the weekend. Meanwhile, two Brazilian military planes carrying 34 nationals touched down at one of the country's air bases. A spokesperson from the Defence Ministry says returnees are in good health but must still go into quarantine.
The Health Ministry from the state of Goas will carry out a swab examination, after which they will go into quarantine and will see medics 3 times a day.
20 repatriated Germans have arrived at a Berlin hospital where they will be subjected to a 2-week quarantine. Meanwhile, 30 Filipinos returned to the country on a chartered flight from Wuhan City. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.